WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning, 6:02, partly cloudy, 47 today. Right now, 27 in NRV, 27 in Lynchburg, 28 in Roanoke. And I'm a little sore this morning.
Sore? What have you been doing?
Yeah, I guess it's a sign that I'm getting old. But yesterday, I sneezed really hard and I did something to my back.
Oh, a sneeze
did it.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, it was one of those really good sneezes where you kind of throw your body forward.
It's the full action.
And when I did that, I have my back has been sore since I did that yesterday, especially when I got up this morning.
Oh, no. So, I mean,
I need to like slowly kind of move it around, but I was like, ouch.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, before you hurt your back, how damn good was that sneeze?
It felt so good.
Oh, it felt so good. Those full body sneezes.
Oh, yes.
It's like a massage almost. Have you guys ever had the Monday scaries?
What is that? What are those?
On Sunday night? Well, I call them Sunday scaries.
Well, because on Sunday night, when you start to get nervous about the week, you start to feel anxious. Like, oh, I'm back to the grind on Monday morning. So that typically kicks in on Sunday night. I don't really have the Sunday scaries, but I do have Monday scaries. I realized that last night.
Are you scared of Tuesday?
Tuesdays just don't hit for me. I am not excited for Tuesdays. Mondays, I'm excited because I'm starting a week. I can get to it. But then Tuesday hits and I'm like, ugh. I got four more days.
Yeah, that's what it is when you realize that, okay, we're in the work week and it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, because Wednesdays is hump day. So I'm getting over the hump. Thursdays are close to the weekend. Friday, it's the weekend. Tuesdays just stink so much for me that I find myself on Monday evening not enjoying my Monday because I'm just not excited for Tuesday.
Because it's approaching. So how do we spice up a Tuesday?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, how do I get happier?
Yeah, because some people get happy because they have margaritas and Taco Tuesday. You know,
so
they enjoy, and that's not for you.
I do neither one of those two things.
Yeah, I'm like, so how do we?
Maybe that's your problem. You don't do that.
That's what it is.
Everybody else makes Tuesday an amazing day. You don't do Taco Tuesday.
So maybe next Tuesday. Maybe next Tuesday is going to be Tipsy Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, that's
what I'm going to have to try.
Well, I'll say, Tuesday was Tuesday, and for my barista, I felt so bad for her this morning.
What happened?
Because she hands me my cup of coffee, and it's hot. And of course, the lid just pops off right as she's handing it to me, and it burns her hands. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And she did that walk off, you know, like when you hurt yourself and you had to walk it off a little bit. So that's what she did, just kind of shook her hand.
Oh.
And then I felt bad because I looked at my coffee and I said, you know, I kind of want it topped off a little bit.
You wasted some.
It's expensive over here, but I did not. And hopefully she's all right.
That has to stink for her because, you know, after she does that to her hand, she has to go make another coffee for the next person in line.
Yeah, she did.
She can't even take a break and relax.
Oh. Yeah, she could literally be scarred for the rest of the day because of your cup of coffee this morning.
Happy Tuesday, Monica.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Yeah, we all celebrated Roanoke Restaurant Week last week where we were able to get discounted food for lunch and for dinner.
Yes.
What's better than discounted food?
Free food.
Exactly. And so here's a little thing hack before Friday. I have found a way for you to get free food, and all you have to do is become a secret shopper.
Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to do that.
I've done that.
You have?
Yes.
So here is a big-time TikToker talking about what happened when she became a secret shopper.
How hard is it to sign up to become a secret shopper? Essentially, businesses hire somebody to secretly come in as a diner, and they ask this person to look out for certain things. How many minutes until your drink is dropped after you order it? Did the server offer you dessert? Was your cutlery clean? And then you go home and you write a report and you send it into the restaurant, and they will reimburse the cost of your food up to a certain point and sometimes pay you additionally on top of that. You had to read the report ahead of time, and then it would take 30 minutes to write it up. It was so fun because you felt like a spy undercover. The website I used was called iSecretShop.com.
And I am currently registered on iSecretShop.com. So it's the letter I, secretshop.com. Facebook.com. And so I'm just waiting to get more information. But I've officially registered this morning.
I've done it for years. And it's like, and I've received $200 along with a weekend of just staying wherever and going different places and stuff like that. Yeah.
So what were you shopping for specifically? Or was it just random things?
Well, with one, I was able to like purchase whatever I wanted, but report back. And then another one, I went bowling. And so I took the kids and did like
so
a whole
did a report
thing.
On the bowling alley?
Yeah, did a report on different things like that, restaurants. I've done that for
you're wow, one hell of a secret shopper, considering I've worked with you since 2019, and I've never heard this story until
this
now.
This is a secret.
a secret shopper. Yeah. But it does sound like she said, makes you feel like a secret agent.
Yeah, it does.
Like you're going in there, you're trying to figure out all the information about them and reporting back to your boss, all for free.
Now, that kind of makes me nervous. I wonder if Monica is secretly shopping our show and is reporting back to our boss.
Well.
Who do you really work for, Monica?
So this is SZA.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yes, I'm taking on a new challenge.
You are?
Y'all, I'm about to do my first 10K.
What?
Yeah, my first 10K. And
wow.
I know that
like $10,000. Like that's what you do. You're donating. Good job.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, maybe one day. Maybe one day I'll do
you
that
mean
too.
10K is run 6.4 miles.
Uh huh. Yes, I'm going to do that. And I know you both are runners.
Yes.
So, any tips? Anything that you would suggest that I do before?
Well, I would suggest this because I used to run 5Ks all the time. I've never run a 10K because I know my limits. But one thing I would recommend is when you start off, even with your training, start off at if you're not used to running, start off at a slow jog. You need to start off slow. Then towards the end, when you're like, okay, I see the finish line, or I know I'm getting close, and I think I can, I got enough stamina to go full force till the end. Do that. But always start off slow, like just like a
light jog,
slow jog. Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Because I'm gonna start training tomorrow. Because I mean, I work out all the time, but I'm not a huge fan of running. I want to be.
Yeah.
And you know, I hear about the runner's high and everything else, and I want to achieve that. So, but I'm gonna work on it starting tomorrow.
I'm gonna be honest. Like, I can't even think of advice to give you because I'm just so proud of you, Monica. And the reason that I'm so proud of you, it's not because you're going to do a 10K. No, it's because you are lying to yourself, pretending that you're going to train for it. Because, Chris, before you got here, the pandemic actually saved Monica's life. And the reason that it saved Monica's life, because the world shut down mid-March of 2020, correct?
Yes, yes.
Well, Monica had scheduled in April of 2020 a mud
Spartan race.
April of 2020. Ask Monica how much training she did for that Spartan race that was going to be a month away. Go ahead and ask her. Go ahead.
All right, how much training did you do, Monica?
I will say I work out hard, but I train hard for that Spartan? No, but I felt confident that I had it already.
Hey,
you know,
Chris,
what I'm saying?
Ask Monica if she even knew what was involved in a Spartan race prior to coming in the studio and me looking it up on my computer. So that's the thing.
Don't tell me you didn't look at what it was, because a Spartan race just sounds violent.
Yes.
And it sounds really intense.
It's very intense. And I was so up for that challenge, and I was ready to go. And then the world shut down. So it probably did save my life.
So,
you know,
with all that being said, I do not have advice for you because I myself am never going to run a 10K. But the fact that you are planning to train for this 10K,
oh yes, I'm doing that,
makes me very happy for you.
I told you, starting tomorrow.
When is the race?
In April, mid-April.
Okay, I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Maybe I'll have some advice before then. Take Chris's advice right now.
Slow jog to start. That's what
I'm just in shock that you're planning ahead, and I am so proud of you, Monica.
So we are going to periodically check in with you to see how your 10K training is doing.
Maybe y'all want to run the race as well. Y'all want to jump in and do it too?
No, you can run. You can run for us. We'll give you some advice, but that's it.
Yeah.
Here's what's coming up.
Yeah. On
the K92 Morning Thing.
All right, there's something I realize that is a real daily struggle for me each day, and it's probably the biggest decision I have to make, and it's so hard every single day. I'm going to tell you what that is, and maybe it's your biggest decision you have to make every day, too. That's next on K92. What is your biggest daily struggle? I'm about ready to share mine. 540-774-9236, or you can text the show to 52353. Something I realized yesterday, I struggle with almost every single day. It's not what I'm going to wear to work.
Okay.
Because I usually just have just... I have my rotation of clothes that I wear to work, so it's not that big a deal. But deciding what to eat is my biggest daily struggle. Mm. And I'll give you an example of that. Yesterday, I get home hungry for lunch, and I open up my refrigerator. I'm like, you know what? I've got a Caesar salad that's already prepared, ready to
yum,
eat.
Yum, yum.
I could make grilled cheese sandwiches. I got some cheddar cheese, and I bought some new, like, really good, fresh, like, brioche bread.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good on that. I got chicken tenders and fries in the freezer. I could even make spaghetti. I bought spaghetti and
you have everything
pasta.
You need you so for many a nice
choices.
Meal.
Yeah, I have so many choices, yet I don't want any of that.
Uh-huh.
Why is it that when it comes time to eat, we don't want to eat what we have right in front of us, and our mind says, I want anything but that.
See, exactly. I don't know what that is, because I will go to the grocery store and load up, and I will unpack and put everything away, and then I'm like, time to order something.
Yep.
It's like, why? I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to growing up for me, where anytime I asked for anything, my mother said, you better check that refrigerator. We got food in the refrigerator. You open up the refrigerator and there's food in there, but it's not food that's prepared. It's not food that's delicious. So now my refrigerator is a negative space for me. Anytime I go there, I'm like, I don't want anything in here. I hear my mother in the back of my head telling me there's food here.
Yeah, and then when I go to the store, when I'm buying stuff that I know I like and that I want to eat. But when it comes time to eat it, it's like, I don't want that. Yesterday, none of that stuff sounded good. So I ended up getting me some wings, because that's what I happened to be craving at the time. But I feel like that our mind plays tricks on us when it comes to going grocery shopping and when it comes time to eat the stuff that we bought.
Yeah. Or maybe even when it's time to go somewhere. Like for me, I will take the longest shower when I know I need to be like out the shower in a hurry. And I just start singing to myself or in my thoughts. And I'm like, next thing you know, I'm like, oh, I've been in here for, was it 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes? I'm like, I gotta hop out.
Yeah, but the worst part about this is probably in about 2 weeks, that Caesar salad I bought is going to be wilted in the back of my refrigerator. It's going to be on life support.
I definitely will waste some money
on that.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber Criminal Edition.
I don't know if this is a bad thing to say, a bad take. I don't know if I'm going to get canceled for it. But I don't believe that everyone deserves children. Or I could flip it and say, I think a lot of children deserve better than what they have as parents. Because we're going to talk about Cambria Darby.
Cambria.
Miss Darby. Yeah, so there's a viral video out right now that was recorded by a Walmart worker that shows Miss Darby's son, her baby son, his lips were trembling as he sits in the shopping cart on his mother's coat in Walmart, where it was 17 degrees outside, and all this poor boy had on was a diaper.
Just a diaper. And
he just
what?
Had a diaper. Yeah. And in the video, at one point, Miss Darby tosses a bag of frozen food atop the child's exposed legs.
She sure does.
Yeah, and though a man confronted Darby in the Walmart and asked what was wrong with her, she told him to lower his voice as she turned around and began twerking in his direction. People started to feel so bad for this kid that later in the video, a female shopper is seen putting on pants and a shirt on the boy while Miss Darby is scrolling her phone. So she has no clue that this is happening.
Yeah.
But they just found some clothes off of the rack in Walmart and dressed the boy because it was so cold.
It was really sad.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the video was recorded by a Walmart worker, and this is what some of it sounded like.
That baby just had a pimp on. Somebody call the police.
No, what's wrong with you?
Somebody call the police on her.
Who are you? Lower my voice.
Lower your voice. Who are you?
But when you come in the store fully dressed and your baby's not.
Yeah, and that's the thing. She's also fully dressed. The baby's half naked, freezing.
Wow.
Yeah. So what they did was a video went on social media. They called the police. Darby, Miss Darby got arrested for child neglect. But the Walmart worker also got fired for posting that video.
Okay.
Because as a company, you can't record the customers. You can't post it on social media. So unfortunately, she got fired for trying to expose what in essence is a bad parent.
Yeah, I was like, look, I'll tell them, look, I took my vest off. I clocked out. Now I'm videoing. Okay,
I'm
and
off
what?
Of work right now. But yeah, and so, you know, Darby isn't thinking about the right thing, because post-arrest, what she said was, the defamation of character is hurting my heart. They did Jesus the same way. So she sees,
but she has something mentally, oh, something's going on, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think they should have taken her pants off, put on a pair of diapers on her, and threw a bunch of bags of frozen peas on her legs.
And made her walk outside. Yes. So I won't say that people don't deserve kids. What I will say is that there are a lot of kids out there that deserve better parents.
I would 100% agree with that.
Find the biggest arguments on the internet and bring them to the radio. It's the Morning Thing Social Media Smackdown on K92.
This week's Social Media Smackdown comes from Facebook when Anita posts that she's selling some things that she wants to unload and earn some extra money. Well, come to find out, some of those things are things that she borrowed from some family members and never got back. I think we all have that person in our family. Mm-hmm. Monica, you're going to play Anita, who starts this whole thing.
Okay. Hello, I'm Anita.
And I'm going to play her cousin, George. Hey, I'm George. And Antoine, you're going to play her brother, Ronnie.
Hey, man, I'm Ronnie.
Just chill.
Cool as a cucumber.
Just chill, man.
All right, let's roll into this week's Social Media Smackdown.
I'm selling some things I don't need anymore. They're just clutter at this point. Take a look at these. I've got prices listed below. First person to claim the item will get it. Happy shopping, fam.
Hey, Anita, that hedge trimmer looks oddly familiar. You borrowed that from me last year, and now you're selling it for $30. Not cool.
George, my dear cousin, I think you've been hitting the bottle a little too much lately. You're lucky if you can remember what day it is, let alone what you lent to me a year ago. I've had these hedge trimmers for over 5 years.
Oh, the irony. Anita, what's with the microwave? I lent that to you a few months ago, and now you're asking $50 for it? Come on, are you running a pawn shop out of your family loaners?
It's called recycling. And don't act like you were actually using that microwave. You told me I could have it. Last I checked, it was collecting dust in your garage next to a pile of dirty clothes.
Anita, this is getting out of hand. First the hedge trimmers, now the microwave? Are you secretly starting a household appliance museum? Maybe you should try borrowing something you actually need.
Oh, please, George, don't act like you've never borrowed anything from me. I seem to recall a certain blender that you haven't returned. Have I asked for it back? No, because I was being nice, so you wouldn't have to go out and buy one. Besides, I have two of them.
I bet you don't own anything you actually bought. I know that couch in your living room is secondhand.
Don't come at me like that. Sure, I've been gifted a lot of things, but I've never asked or begged for anything. I have a blessed life.
Blessed with other people's belongings.
Anita's shopping philosophy. Why pay when you can prey on your friends and family?
Ouch. Ooh, Anita.
Anita's just so sweet, though. Why y'all being so mean to Anita?
She has a blessed life.
Yeah.
She's a blessed life.
Blessed with all these hand-me-downs.
It was blessed by everyone else.
Hey, if you come across a good fight anywhere on social media, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Nextdoor has some good fights, too, just screenshot it and message it to us on the K92 Facebook page. I want to do the one-letter celebrity game with Monica and Antoine. That's where I give the first letter of a celebrity's first name.
Okay.
And they have to guess who the celebrity is within 5 questions.
All right.
Antoine's favorite game.
Listen, I love the game because I'm not good at it, and usually I win at everything, so this is a challenge. This is a challenge for me. I'm excited because I'm going to win at some point in life, I promise.
All right, we'll find out if Antoine wins today, but we're going to start off with Monica.
Okay.
Okay, this female celebrity's first name starts with a C. Go.
C. Is she a singer?
No.
An actress?
Yes.
An actress. All right, is she a superhero?
No.
She's an actress. Starts with a C.
Not a superhero.
Not a superhero. She married.
Oh, gosh. I think so.
Is she over
That's not that. If that the answer to that question is not a dead giveaway of who it is.
Okay. Is she over the age of 50?
I think she's right around that age.
Okay. I think it is. Ooh. Do I get another question?
That's 5.
That was 5. Okay.
You get a guess.
I don't know why I see like a Carlista. That's not a name. All right, so I think it is starts with a C.
This is only a 4-hour show.
I know, and I'm trying to go through the C actress's name. Like,
just yell one out. Let's go.
Okay, all right. I'm going with Cindy Crawford. No. I know. She's a model. She's acted in a couple things.
The one that popped in my head was Catherine Zeta-Jones. I don't know why, but okay. That's who was in my head.
Was that right?
No, the answer is Cameron Diaz.
Oh, that's a good one, too. She hasn't acted in a long time, but she has a new...
Cameron.
Something new coming out with Jamie Foxx. Okay. All right. Well, Monica lost. Let's go.
Yep.
Antoine,
I'm ready.
This male celebrity's first name starts with a letter K. Go.
Starts with K. Did they play in The Matrix?
No.
Okay. Mm. Is he an actor?
No.
Are they a musician?
Yes.
Starts with the letter K, a musician. Are they a singer?
No.
Are they a rapper?
Yes.
Is it Yeezus himself, Kanye West?
Absolutely not.
Ah! Is it Kendrick Lamar?
It is Kendrick Lamar. I would never choose Yeezy as a celebrity on this game. Just
I didn't read the fine print.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Thank you so much for starting your day with us.
No, I'm not thanking either one of you guys.
Why? What did we do?
Thank you for listening and being a part of the K92 Morning Family, but no thank you to Chris and Monica because you have me hating myself right now.
Why is that?
Do you guys remember when I asked you a couple of weeks back, it was live here on the radio, I asked you if you ever rounded up for charity when you go to maybe Panda Express or you go to the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they say, hey, do you want to round up and donate your money to whatever charity? You guys looked at me and said that you rarely, if ever, do it. Like, you never round up.
Right.
And you said it's because, like, the businesses or taxes, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And you kind of made me feel dumb for doing it because I would do it every time. Well, I tried it out. I tried it your way this past weekend. I went to my favorite fast food restaurant and they asked me, they said, Antoine, because they know me by name because I go there 4 times a day. Uh-huh. Antoine, would you like to round up 87 cents for this charity? And I looked at him and I said, no, I will not round up. And I got my food and I drove off. And then I got sad. And I was like, should I have donated? And
then
I started to feel regret. I almost turned around, and I mean this, hand to the Lord above us. I almost turned around and gave them cash. I felt so guilty not donating.
You have to
and
do
I blame
what you,
you guys.
You have to do what you feel. Because, I mean, I don't do it every single time. But depending on the store, depending on what it, the charity is, and everything
else. And depending on how much I have to round up, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So now we have all of these
different factors.
Parts.
Yeah, there's different factors at play, coming to play
None
with
None of those factors came in when you guys made me feel ridiculous.
You cried over your sandwich.
I was so upset with myself.
You should be.
For not doing it.
You did not.
And I blamed you guys.
Now, do you think that when you left the store, they're like, oh my gosh.
100%.
Antoine always rounds up. What's up with that?
They were probably, that young lady was probably like, what did I do?
They were talking about you, no doubt.
Was our food too slow?
I don't know what day this happened, but they're still talking today. This morning, they popped up this morning thinking about that 87 cents and Antoine. And he's like, you know what? I can't believe him.
I have
the audacity just to say, in the arms of an angel, and just smack a kid in the dough.
I have said no to a lot of things in my life. I have never felt more guilty than I felt this past weekend.
You should feel
when
guilty.
I didn't round up 87 cents for charity. And I blame you guys.
Peer pressure. Well, we have some texts at 52353. Someone said, me with Wild Turkey at Virginia Tech football tailgate.
Oh, yeah. You will get peer pressured at a tailgate to drink
some
Wild Turkey 101. Woohoo!
Oh,
that's strong. Let's
see.
Wes in Dublin texted in, said, grown up peer pressure is feeling like you have to buy the brand new iPhone every year when there aren't any real upgrades to it.
That's right.
You don't have to do that.
I have a friend that gets one every year, and he's like, I have to get one. I'm like, okay, well, have fun wasting your money every year.
I will shout out Fabian in Roanoke. On my side, Fabian Roanoke texted in to 52353. Antoine, you should peer pressure them to round down. I don't know what that means. I don't know how to get you guys to do it, but gosh darn it, you round down next time.
I think if we try to round down, we're going to get arrested.
Oh, man.
I think that's stealing. I think that's against the law.
Yeah, yeah. I am so angry at my dog this morning.
What? What did Harley do? Why are you so mad at him?
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. By the way, if you're mad at your dog or pet, call the show 540-774-9236. Or you can text in 52353. Include your name and where you're listening and what your pet did. I come home yesterday. Of course, mind you, my dog is 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's well-trained. He knows what's right and wrong.
He's sweet. He's so sweet.
I mean, 99% of the time, he's a very sweet dog.
Uh-huh.
He knows
however,
right from wrong. I love it.
He has 1% evil. I walk in to the house yesterday. The first thing I see is, and promise you won't laugh, he tore up my Crocs.
Your Crocs?
He tore up my Crocs.
You had Crocs.
Oh, you little poor baby there.
He tore up my Crocs. Here's a picture of it. He ripped the top off of it.
Oh, yeah. He went to work on those.
And he chewed the strap off the side.
Oh, he was not happy.
Now, mind you, these are the Crocs that take him on walks. These are my shoes that I slide on to take him for a walk and just go around the complex when I need to.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And he destroyed those. And these were not a cheap pair of Crocs. I waited so long to buy a pair of Crocs because I always thought they were ugly. But I'm like, all these people are living their great life wearing Crocs that seem really happy because they're wearing comfortable shoes. I'm like, well, I'll give it and buy a pair of Crocs.
Well, sounds like Harley said that they are.
These Crocs were $60 and I've had them for maybe 3 months.
As a hater of all things that are Crocs, I do not disagree with Harley's behavior. I wish there were more Harleys in the world.
Wait, I think you're like, Harley's ears are really sensitive and the Croc sounds probably just, you know, it's like Harley's like, nope.
Harley isn't blind. Crocs are ugly. And he said, I am no longer being seen out in public with my owner. I'm just out here. I'm already pooping and peeing in front of everyone. And you got the nerve to wear these ugly shoes. I support.
But Harley didn't give them long enough. You said you only have them 3 months?
I had them for only 3 months.
That's too long. 90 days too long.
No, I'm so mad at him for doing that. I'm like, why did you tear these shoes up? Now we're not going to go out for walks anymore.
He said, fine. I'll just poop on myself.
No.
Is that the first time that he's like chewed up like some clothing or furniture?
No. He's done that before, but it's so weird. He's like I said, 99% of the time he's an angel.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, maybe once a year, he'll decide, oh, I want to destroy something.
Okay.
And he knows better because I come in, like yesterday I came in, I picked up that Croc. I'm like, what did you do? And he's all cowered down. I'm like, you know you're not supposed to do this. Of course, I'm never going to hit him or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
But he knows I'm disappointed in him. He like cowers.
He gave you the puppy dog eyes.
Yes. So
I will be honest. I need to see photo proof of everything that Harley has ever chewed up or destroyed.
Oh my gosh.
I just need to know if everything is unattractive as those Crocs are. Maybe Harley is just trying to help. I don't know.
See, I knew you hated Crocs.
The bottom of my soul.
All right. So why are you mad at your dog or your pet? Call the show at 540-774-9236 or text 52353. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Why are you mad at your dog or your pet? Call 540-774-9236 or text 52353. We're asking this question this morning because I came home from work yesterday and my dog had chewed up my pair of Crocs.
Yeah! Yeah! Sorry, hit the wrong button.
Stop.
That's so awkward. I meant to hit something else.
And you were so mad. Just mad with Harley.
I was so mad. Yeah, they were expensive, and those are the shoes that I take him out on walks with. But he chewed off the side. He chewed off the strap and bit into the top part of it.
He made sure you can't wear them.
Yeah. Did you accidentally like step on him one day with those shoes on?
No.
Like, you know, a trip over?
No.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm offended by one of the texts we got.
Okay.
We got this text. They didn't include their name. It says, well, it sounds like he did you a favor, Chris.
Oh, I didn't text that in. I promise I am not the one that texted
it. Antoinette, he did it.
Let's see. Amber from Blacksburg texted in to 52353. She's mad at her dog. She goes, my dog got stuck under my bed this morning. I had to take my whole bed apart to get him out, which made me 30 minutes late for work.
How big is your dog? I wonder if she has a husky or it's maybe, I would assume it's a bigger dog.
Or a tiny race car bed.
That's a possibility.
Chances are she's not sleeping in a tiny race car bed.
Yeah. We have a Jacob in Roanoke. He says, my 2-year-old deaf pit bull, Loomis, keeps eating my wife's underwear. I've had to buy her over 30 pairs.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
You know what I'm noticing from these text messages?
What?
Because the prompt to text in was, why are you mad at your dog or why are you mad at your pet?
Mm-hmm.
Not a single cat owner has texted in to 52353 to say that say why they are mad at their cat. Are we afraid of our cats? If you have a cat, are
cats
you afraid
murder.
Of it?
Not
that's what it is.
No, I feel like cats are, overall, I'd say cats are less destructive than dogs because typically the only thing a cat is going to mess up is they're going to scratch up your furniture with their claws.
Okay. Let's see. Chelsea from Roanoke texted in and says, my dog is the only one in my house I don't get mad at. The dog's the only. Just so you guys know, I love everyone, but I only like my dog.
It's the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And when I walked into the store yesterday, I saw a mom caught in the middle of an argument. And I said to myself, aw, I'm glad I'm not the only one that did that as a kid.
Okay.
What am I talking about? Well, when I walked into the store, a mom was in the middle of an argument between her kids because they were arguing over who was going to push the basket.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
And that is something that my brother and sister and I used to argue about all the time. And I would get so mad if I wasn't the one that was going to push the basket.
I mean, that's a lot of responsibility.
It is so much responsibility.
I mean, you hit mama's her ankles. You're in trouble.
I know, yeah. But it was so bad that I felt like I had to push the basket. As soon as we got in the car to go to the store, I'd be like, I'm pushing the basket. And my brother and sister would get mad. You can't call dibs in the car. You can't say you're going to push the basket until we get to the store. So when I walked into the entryway and saw kids arguing over who was going to push the basket, I was like, oh, I'm glad that's still going on generations after generations.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother and I, our argument started about who could push the cart, and then it evolved to who could sit in the cart. Because after a certain point, we were able to sit into the big part, not the little tiny part.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, that'd be funny. It'd be hilarious to see you.
Exactly. My legs just dragging the floor. But my mother would let us sit in the main part of the cart and just like hold the groceries. Like she would just hand it to us and we would just hold it in our lap. So that became the evolved argument from pushing the cart to riding in the cart.
And I see that because Hendrix, he's 9. He loves to push the cart.
Uh-huh.
Now, as a kid, I used to like to ride on the back of the cart.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Between me and my brother and sister, and a lot of times it wasn't all three of us there, so it was easier when there was only two. Whoever pushed the basket got to stand on the other end of the cart.
See, and that's a dangerous one because I did that, and I remember being in Vista Food in Bedford and knocked over those big jars, those big containers of White House apple juice.
How'd you do that?
Oh, no.
Because I was a kid and I was just, you know, hanging all willy-nilly on the back of the cart and I knocked over the shelf and you can hear just everybody going off, clean up, you know, all the, my mom's so mad and that was the last time I was allowed to ride on the back of it.
Oh, yeah, that's a grocery store memory right there. Even like you said, Chris, to your point about the fights and arguments, like that just takes you back to a better, easier time.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. I'd give anything for anyone else to push my basket now besides me at the grocery store.
I don't want it.
So I'm kind of curious to know, do your kids do the same thing that I did as a kid? Call 540-774-9236. Or what do your kids argue about the most when you go to the grocery store or Walmart? What is the biggest argument when you go to a retail establishment with your kids? You can also text 52353. Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And just a few minutes ago, I was talking about how I walked into the store yesterday and I saw some kids fighting over who was going to push the basket.
Oh.
And the mom was all stressed out.
Memories.
And that reminded me of when me and my brother and sister used to go to the grocery store as kids, that I always had to be the one to push the basket. I'm like, well, I'm the oldest, so I should push the basket. And I would call dibs right when we got in the car to go to the store. And that would cause a controversy. We asked you to call 540-774-9236 or text 52353 if you have something to share.
Ashley in Charlottesville texted in and said her kids like to fight over who's going to scan the stuff at the checkout.
Okay.
Which is not something I experienced as a kid because we didn't have self-checkout.
Yes.
The old lady, old Beulah, was the one that
took care of
everything.
It. Yeah.
But I could imagine if we had self-checkout back then, my brother and I definitely would have argued about that as well.
And I can imagine the people standing behind the mom with the kids that are arguing over scanning the items. You know, like, just come on.
Let's go. And then we got another text here from Rebecca in Lynchburg. She says, my kids argue over who's going to put the groceries in the basket while we're shopping.
I can see them running over. Now you got three cans of tomato sauce in there. They've all tried to put it in there.
And one thing I noticed, we didn't get any text saying, my kids argue over who's going to pay for the groceries.
Never that.
Womp womp. Yeah.
No.
Why don't you? You want that Snickers bar in that video game magazine, sir?
Yeah.
That's what my mother said to me, so I know.
All right, let's roll into K92's wordplay right now. We have a 4-pack of tickets up for grabs to the Lancerlot Sports Complex.
Yeah, so what I need you to do is call in right now, 540-774-9236. K92's wordplay, you're going to pick either Chris or Monica and get in their brain. So call in right now, 540-774-9236.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play Wordplay with your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancerlot Sports Complex.
Let's say good morning to John. Good morning, John.
Morning, what's up?
You know, not too much. We just chilling over here. You know, you chilling over there. You doing good, brother?
I'm rolling.
All right, John. Well, it's time to play Wordplay. You have to decide who you want to partner up with, Chris or Monica.
I'll go with Monica this morning.
All right, you go with Monica this morning. We're sending Monica to the soundproof chamber. Now, John, in the event that you win these 4-pack of tickets to Lancelot, do you know who's going with you?
I'm not sure yet. Probably my family.
Probably. Okay, you know what? They got to earn it, though. Don't just give it to them because they're your family.
Yeah.
They got to work
for it. Oh, yeah, they got to earn it. They got to work for it a little bit.
All right. Well, you have to work for it right now. So what's going to happen is when Monica comes back, I'm going to give her a word, and she has to say the first word that pops in her head. You just have to predict what Monica's going to say. Okay, John?
All right.
Your first word is yard. Y-A-R-D. What's Monica going to say when I say yard?
Line.
Yard line. All right. Your next word is field. F-I-E-L-D. Field.
Hockey.
Field hockey. All right. Your next one. Wild. W-I-L-D. Wild. Wild. What you got for me?
Wild thing.
Wild thing. That speaks to Monica.
I was thinking wild turkey.
Yeah, I was thinking, we're drinking this morning. Okay. Speaking of which, how about cup? C-U-P. Cup.
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 Glass.
Cup glass, and the last one is always a celebrity or person. Who is Monica going to think of when I say Daniel or Danny? So I'm giving you two choices. Daniel or Danny, what's Monica going to think of? It's a little tough one this morning. Daniel or Danny?
I'm hurrying here.
We got Daniel Radcliffe. We got Danny Glover. We got Daniel Day-Lewis. We got Danny Ocean. I'm just throwing out Danny's. Just pick one for me.
I'm going Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. All right. So Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. I'm going to tell you what, John. You didn't make it easy this morning. Monica's going to come in here. And she's going to have to fight for this, but I believe in you guys. Anybody who picks Monica in the first place is a brave individual. So I have confidence in you. Hey, Monica.
Hello. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. We just talking about the weather.
Okay.
All right. You got your work cut out for you this morning, Monica.
Oh.
Here we go. We need 2 out of 5. Yard.
Stick.
Yard stick. All right. John, what did you say? Did you say yard stick?
I said yard line.
Yard line. Football field.
Yard line. Okay. All right.
How about field, F-I-E-L-D. You say field gold? Uh-huh. Chris. John, did you say field gold?
Yeah, I said field hockey.
Field hockey. Oh, shoot.
There's a goal in field hockey. Yeah. You know, kind of close, but we're not there. We need 2 of these last 3. Good luck. Wild.
Wild. Wild thing.
Wild thing. That's how I characterize you, so that could work. John, what did you say?
I say Wild Thing.
There you go.
Okay. Right.
Monica's looking
thing.
In the mirror.
I think I love you. That's a song, right?
It is a song.
All right, then.
You didn't just make that up, Monica.
All right.
You're not that creative.
No, no, no.
It is very famous.
All right.
I'm actually surprised on that she got that one.
Listen, anytime someone agrees with Monica, we're all surprised.
Yep.
All right. We need one of the last two. How about cup?
Holder.
Cup holder? That's a good one. John, did you say that one for the win? Cup?
I did not say cup holder. I said
You said what?
I said glass.
He said cup glass.
Oh, okay.
All right, all right. We got one more.
All right. That's all
right. Got a celebrity.
Whew.
Either Daniel or Danny. Who's the first one that comes to your head? Daniel or Danny?
Glover.
Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Not Donald Glover, who sometimes gets confused as. All right, Danny Glover was what Monica said. John, what did you say?
Monica, I said Danny Glover.
I was nervous for everyone
I was starting
involved.
To sweat a little bit right there. All right, well, you got the 4-pack of ice skating passes for the Lancelot Sports Complex in Vinton. Congrats to you.
Here's what's coming up.
Yeah. In the morning.
On the K92 Morning Thing.
Okay, so I'm talking to you out there. Who has done the 23andMe, the DNA test?
Not
have you
me.
Done it? And what did it reveal? Because I did the test. And I have to share some of my results. Yes. Okay.
Oh,
Yeah, so we're going to talk about it in just a few on K92. Okay. I need to know who has done the dang 23andMe, that DNA test.
I have never done it.
And or Ancestry.
And the reason that I haven't is because I don't want answers to questions that I haven't asked. And I feel that that's what that does. It gives me answers to the questions that I just don't want to ask
then more questions come about. Oh, my gosh. And I kind of want to know all your questions and answers and everything that happens.
Yeah,
I did.
You do.
So I received the 23andMe as a Christmas gift.
Uh-huh.
And basically you have to collect a vial, a spit, and send it off to the government, to the labs. And then they come back in like 3 or 4 weeks and they give you results.
Mm-mm. Now, while you were waiting for that 23andMe, did they give you some kind of timeline? Can you watch the process?
They call
so you know when you're going to get your results?
They call it like the spit timeline.
Uh-huh.
They call it that, yeah.
This sounds attractive.
I know. Yeah, so with the app, you can keep up with your vial and see where it's at. See if they're processing.
You can track it.
Yeah, you can track it and see what they're doing with it. And then they'll give you this notification saying we received your vial. They're extracting DNA, and we'll send you results in a few days.
Okay.
So you wait, and then you have anxiety for a few days because you're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here?
Just a quick question. Is this something that you've been wanting to do? Because you say you received it as a Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that you've talked about wanting to do?
I've been talking about it with family because I have some family members have done it.
Okay.
And there's been questions and things that have come out.
Just curious.
And a few answers.
Just thought that's a really random gift to get someone. Like,
hey. You haven't been talking about it.
There's no way you're a part of our family. Where did you come from? Let's figure this out.
Well, I did have one of my cousins said, are you really my cousin? I won't know until you complete that DNA test. And I said, bam, it's right here. We're kin. But anyway, with mine, I found out that I am 50% Nigerian.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And so embracing my Nigerian heritage, I am. And try to laugh. Look, you look good.
Embracing it how?
Because I went to Amazon and I looked at different garb and I also been studying some stuff. But anyway.
I got a shirt that says, hey, I'm Nigerian.
Oh, yeah. But that, and also I found a cousin that I had never seen before.
Really?
Yes. And she is on, because they'll connect you with like 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
People that you may have a trace of DNA connection or whatever. Well, it turns out that we're connected. We're second cousins. And she's trying to find her family. And so I'm like, hello. I'm waiting for
family.
A response. Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I just, yeah. If I haven't met you at this point in my life, I just feel like we weren't meant to be. You are such a brave individual.
Oh, well, they make it so easy to connect because it says connect. It does. and you just hit the button. And I'm like, all right, well, I want to connect. This is too easy.
Well, congratulations to you.
But what have you found out with 23andMe? You know, anything exciting or, any kind of news that kind of the drama of it all? We'll talk next. K92.
Thank you for starting your day with the K92 Morning Thing. We are Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And we've been talking about the 23andMe, the DNA test. People, have you done it? Have you done Ancestry? And what did you find out? Because I did it, and I found out that I'm half Nigerian. It's pretty cool. And then I have a cousin that is looking for a family. She's trying to find me is what it feels like. Oh, I'm right here.
That's awesome.
She needs you.
And it makes it so easy for you to connect with relatives. So did you find that relative?
And Monica, you're obviously not the only one because we have Jamie on the phone who also did it. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
All right, Jamie, what did your results say when you did one of these DNA Ancestry.com kind of tests?
Yeah, so my ethnicity, nothing really cool popped up. But I found, it was saying I had a first cousin that shared a lot of DNA with me, and we'd never heard of this woman before.
Uh-huh.
And we did a little bit more digging and found out that it was actually my mom's half-sister that we never knew she had. So my grandfather gave a child up for adoption when he was much younger,
uh-huh.
and that was who she was.
Wow.
So once you found out that your mother had a half-sister, you had a half-aunt that existed,
yes.
What did you do?
So I actually reached out to her and then connected. She was like, you need to speak to other members of your family.
Uh-huh.
And so I kind of reached out to other members of my family. She didn't want to confirm anything until I spoke with my mom. I spoke with my mom, and then she ended up doing a test, and it confirmed that it was her sister.
Wow. So, okay. All right.
She actually lives in Indiana, and my mom and her actually have met up. And my mom drove to Indiana to meet with her, and they stay in touch here and there, but nothing too crazy.
All right, well, that's good. This sounds like it didn't drop like a big family bombshell that rocked everybody's mm-hmm. world. It sounds like this was a more of a positive thing.
Kind of. So my mom actually never spoke about it with her father while he was alive. She just never felt like it was the best opportunity to do so, and then he actually passed over the summer. So it was kind of like he never knew that we knew. Or that we had found out anything.
Right.
I think that she thought it would, like, really hurt her mom if it was brought up.
I got you.
So she never said anything about it.
That's the only thing with the DNA test. Is like when it reveals that cousin or that random, you know, person, it's like, do you want to open up that door, that can of worms?
Because now it creates conversations.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jamie, for sharing your story with us. We also have Kate on the phone. Kate, what did your results say?
Hey, my husband did it. He's adopted. We had known he was adopted, but we had only ever been in touch with his biological mom. His biological dad was like a one-night stand situation. It mm-hmm. was going to be really hard to find him. And again, it was like a 99% match with this person we had never heard of, and it ended up being his biological dad's sister.
Oh, wow.
She hit the connect button. She connected with my husband. She's like, I don't know how we're related. And I had done some research, and I was like, I think that might be your aunt. So I researched it online, and sure enough, so he got connected with his biological dad through it, and they met up in person, and they act exactly the same. Like, they both have long hair, blue eyes. They're both a little nutso.
He
found a lot of closure for through it.
Okay.
Wow, that's a great story. Yeah.
So that turned into a good situation for him. He got some questions answered.
Uh-huh.
He was able to experience some things.
I'd like to hear that.
That's great. It terrifies me.
I'm scared right now. Yeah, I was like, will it go well? I mean, but thank you. Continue to text in to 52353.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
All right. Do you know why it's hard for me to make new friends?
Why is that?
Because the people I get along best with also don't want to leave their house.
First world problems right there.
You can just text me. We can text each other from my couch. How many clickbait articles does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
The answer will shock you.
I see what he did there. Mm-hmm. He clickbaited us into the joke.
Yeah.
Ooh, what is that answer? I'm going to click on the article and read it. With the rise of self-driving automobiles, it's only a matter of time until there's a country song where the guy's truck leaves him.
All right.
The wife, the dog, only thing left is the truck. It can reverse itself out of the driveway. What do you call a cow with no legs?
I think I know this one. One of my players told me this one.
I don't know, but if it's levitating, holy cow.
I take it back.
Oh, you never heard that one.
No, I never heard that one. I thought the answer was going to be ground beef.
Oh.
So
I was wrong. Good one too. All right, last one here. This is for you, Antoine.
Oh, boy.
What is Iron Man without his suit?
What is he?
Stark naked.
I like it. I accept it.
Get
I accept
it? Okay,
that one.
All right. It meets your seal of approval.
That one did.
All right.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Let me tell you about the giveaway bride.
Giveaway bride?
Yeah, not the runaway bride like Julia Roberts back in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
No, we have a giveaway bride, and what did she give away? Her wedding reception.
Oh.
Yeah, so this bride, she was supposed to get married in a couple of weeks. And she was compelled to call the wedding off. We do not have any more details on why she called it off, but she called her wedding off.
Okay.
But it was too close to the date to get a refund.
Okay.
She could not get refunded $15,000 for her reception.
Whoa.
She could not get it back. So what did she do? She donated her reception to a nonprofit called Parents Helping Parents, PHP. And PHP supports families with children living with disabilities that had once provided help to the bride's family in the past.
Okay.
She called them up and said, you know what? I want to donate $15,000 so that you guys can throw yourselves a party in 2 weeks. Here is the bride talking about it right here.
I think this donation is extraordinary. I've never heard of anyone ever calling a nonprofit and saying, we want to donate a $15,000 party in 2 weeks to you. And just thrilled that we will be able to have an event for families.
And not only the event space. No, this party includes dinner, dessert, a DJ, a photo booth, and a firework display. All the things that she was going to have.
I thought you were going to say a priest.
At her reception. Like, I mean, he might be there. He had scheduled that day on his calendar.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, since she said she couldn't take advantage of it, she couldn't use it, she called off the wedding for whatever reason.
Yeah.
She wanted a non-charity that has been influential in her life to be able to appreciate that night.
That's really cool. Yeah.
That's a great idea. I bet that was a big party. I wonder if they did the wobble.
Oh, they had to.
I mean, they had to. The DJ was there. Yeah. They better do the wobble. They better play some Jonas Brothers. Here's your K92 Morning Thing.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Once again, this hour's code word is wallet. W-A-L-L-E-T. Enter the code word wallet, and you could win $1,000 to put towards those holiday bills. Go to K92radio.com to do that.
All right, so the answer cannot be holiday bills. The answer cannot be holiday bills. Chris, you check your bank account right now. There is an extra $1,000 in it. What are you doing?
How about maybe go out and use that, maybe book a vacation, book a weekend getaway.
Weekend getaway.
Yeah, that's nice.
Haven't had one of those lately.
All right, Monica, you check your bank account. There's a free $1,000 in there. What are you doing with it?
Spa day, and then I'm going to buy a toy yacht because you want to manifest an actual yacht. So I'll set that on the table, you know?
You said toy yacht.
That's right.
You said a plastic yacht.
You said it very fast, so I just want to make sure I heard you. A toy is a Lego where you have to put it together.
It could be a Lego.
Might be the $1,000 right there. Legos
are expensive.
They are.
I think for me, I'm going to upgrade my DJ equipment. I'm going to get some more speakers. I think I get a 360 photo booth or put a down payment on a 360 photo booth.
Yeah, nice.
That's what I would do. Hmm. But that's not what you have to do. Like Chris said, just make sure you're listening at 320 and 520 with Bob Patrick or whoever's on. Bob's out today. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So Kid Carter. Kid Carter is going to give you that code word at 320 and 520, your chance at $1,000. And make sure you come back to the thing tomorrow at 8:20 because we want to send you ice skating.
Yeah, we have a 4-pack of ice skating passes to give to someone to Lancelot Sports Complex in Vinton. So you can win those at K92's Wordplay 8:20 tomorrow.
And I'm looking at tomorrow's show, and I think we have to come up with some kind of title for it.
There's
so much drama going down tomorrow in the K92 Morning Thing at 7 o'clock.
Say the drama for your mama.
We got a brand new ladies' room.
Oh yeah.
At 8:15, we got a brand new blown off. Like just so much drama. You have to be here. You have to be a part of it. That's going down tomorrow right here on the K92 Morning Thing. But before we get out of here,
we have the Morning Thing Nugget. Be somebody who makes everybody feel like somebody. Fish, two fish, three fish, blue fish, all the stuff.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to read that book to you. those were not the lines. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92radio.com.